Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You went on a date with a girl named Jessica, and how did it go? Tell us where you went.
It was cash.
Okay.
This is my new thing on dates. I'm like low pressure, meeting for coffee and like taking a walk.
Oh, cute. Okay. I like that.
All right. So is that what you did? You just kind of went for a walk and grabbed some coffee?
Yeah. And it was really nice. The conversation was really easy and just like super comfortable. And
okay. So date was great. And I'm guessing she's either said she's not interested or you haven't heard from her at all.
I just haven't heard from her at all.
Well, we have her on hold. She doesn't know why. So we're going to tell her. And we're going to get some answers and get back to you. We're going to work this whole thing out. All right. So, Ray, back on hold, picking up Jessica. Jessica, hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call, and you are on the second date update. And we just got done talking to a guy named Ray that you went on a first date with. He said that your date was very casual, and he said everything went well, and he wants to know why he hasn't heard from you.
I found out on our date that he is a hairstylist. Like, I thought he was a barber, but like, no, a genuine hairstylist, like at a salon doing women's hair predominantly.
Okay.
I just think that's kind of weird. I don't know.
Oh, I thought there
like,
was
he's around
more
women
coming.
All the time. Just feels like a recipe for disaster. You know what I mean? Like, he's constantly around women and like probably beautiful women who go to the salon and get their hair done. I don't know.
Well, he'll make them beautiful. They're not
right,
beautiful
they're
when
hideous
they walk
before
in.
They get there.
I'm sure. Just going to repeat the words back to you. A recipe for disaster?
Well, yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, because like he's constantly going to be tempted to stray. Like, why would I put myself in that situation?
If anything, he's going to be tempted to die and straighten, you know? All right, hold on. Let's get Ray. Hold on. Ray, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Ray.
Clearly, you put out the vibe that you're just a sex hound.
Yeah.
Ready to sex. What wasn't there
have
an
you,
old
have
movie?
Have you never had anybody say something like this before?
No. I thought she was going to say that she was worried I was gay.
Right. If there's any stereotype to go with a male hairstylist,
okay,
it would be that.
Well, he's on a date with her, so I
guess so.
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't think you were gay. I just, like, don't want to, like, kiss my boyfriend goodbye and have him go hang out with a bunch of hot women all day.
I have to say, Jessica, this reeks of insecurity. Like, there are lots of people that work in industries that are predominantly made up of the opposite sex. Like, what if he said he was a teacher? Would you be like, can't do it. There's just there's just too many women he's working with.
I mean, I don't know. No.
You said recipe for disaster, like as if this was a foregone conclusion.
But again, if it was a different industry, it doesn't sound like you would feel this way.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I mean, I work as a contractor and like I am ironically around a lot of dudes all the
okay.
time. Okay. I'm also not a cheater.
Okay.
But also like, I'm just
well, what if, how would
here.
You,
like,
hold on, Jessica.
World.
Jessica, how would you feel if Ray was like I just don't trust her. She can't wait to slut it up with all those guys.
We would jump all over him.
Right. That'd be an insane thing for him to say.
And it would seem chauvinistic.
I know. You're right. I'm just like...
That we can stop there.
Really scared.
I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not something she's comfortable with for whatever the reason, then it's not something she's comfortable with. But I do think that this is a opportunity for you to maybe do some self-reflection, maybe get into some therapy, because to limit yourself based on the what ifs when there's really no red flags yet seems like it's bad for you.
I think that this is something that she should force herself. I think you guys should go on a second date.
Well, don't make him a guinea pig.
Nah, you're a guinea pig, Ray. I mean, Ray's a great name for a guinea pig. And I think that it's like a situation where, you know, you should sit in this and experience the fact that, like, nothing is happening. Can we get a second date?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Can we? Yeah. I mean, sure.
I don't want to. You're right. I don't want you to force yourself.
Yeah, I'm not in the business of pushing women into dates that they're not comfortable with.
But this is nuts.
But she still has stuff she has to work out.
You're right. I got some baggage. I got some stuff to work out.
Okay, how about this?
Maybe I can try trusting him.
Okay, how about this? How about you guys go out again? And Jessica, we hook you up with a BetterHelp.com membership. And maybe start addressing some of this stuff. So, yeah, you're going out with him again, but also you're working on yourself would make me feel a little more comfortable.
Yes, I like that.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Great. Okay. All right, good. Second date update, semi-successful.
Semi.
It's the wake-up call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.